If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I'm your host, Patty Parlays, and with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how's it going, bud?
It's going great. I'm excited for the long weekend, much needed, of course.
Absolutely. More free time to spend on gambling.
Yes, sir.
So let's get right into it. Topic of the day is the Indy 500, the biggest sporting event to ever come through Indy. It's always on the Sunday before Memorial Day. I know this year it is hosting 135,000 fans. There's no infield. There's no infield. There's no snake pit. None of that extra crap. But with it being at 135,000, that's about 40% capacity. So even though 135,000 sounds like a lot, it's not even close to what it usually is. But at 135,000 fans, it will be the largest single sporting event crowd since the pandemic started. So that's pretty awesome, pretty exciting.
Patty, did we beat COVID? Is the Indy 500 a sign that we beat COVID?
Dude, I think we're fully there. I mean, the NFL came out and said, hey, all NFL stadiums are going to have full stadiums this year. With these vaccines out, you know, make sure you go out and get vaccinated. And, hey, I mean, I think we're finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel here.
I love that. I love that so much. Just thinking about like a year ago, not having sports. And now it's like we got NBA, we got NHL, we got the greatest spectacle in racing all coming down the pipe on Memorial Day weekend. It really tickles my loins, I'm going to be honest.
Absolutely. Some notable starting positions. We got Scott Dixon, who won the pole. He had the fastest in qualifying, so he started in the number one spot, followed by, I believe it is Colton Herta. I never
fake,
personally
fake it till you make it, Patty. Fake it till you make it, baby.
That's right. So Colton Herta, and then wrapping up the final, the first row is Rhinus VK.
Fake it till you make it, Patty.
Yep. So some notable odds on that. Scott Dixon's the favorite, obviously, at +330. He has won it before. He's the only one in the first row that has won it before. So +330, that's pretty obvious. Colton has got the second best odds at +750. And then I believe our boy Rhinus is all the way down at like +1800.
Rhinus in the first row?
Yeah, he's in the three spot. So he's in the first row, but he's all the way down +1800.
Interesting. That might be some value right there.
Significantly lower than the other two in the first row.
Is he like a rookie or something?
I have no idea. I've never heard of the guy.
Me neither, but he has a cool name.
Yeah, for sure. Might be worth playing just because of that.
Honestly.
Any picks from you, Diz, or any notable odds that you like or that you see?
Yeah, a couple. TK, Tony Kanaan was always my favorite when I went to the races. So I might sprinkle some cheddar on Tony Kanaan, maybe like a buck. You know, I'm not a race guy. I don't follow it. That's probably not a great value pick. But, you know, $1 is a dollar, and I'm rooting for my favorite guy to win. So, okay, well, TK was always my favorite when I used to go to the race all the time. So I'm taking TK at 17-1, maybe like a buck to win 17. And then I'm also going Juan Pablo Montoya just because he won the race the last time I was there in 2016. Hard to believe I haven't been there in 4 or 5 years because I used to go all the time and have myself a time in the snake pit in the infield. But Juan Pablo Montoya, 32-1, like that value, and it's just someone he won the last time I was there. And then what's really cool – putting a buck on, she has the lowest odds, 200-1, Simona DiSilvestro. The majority of her team are female, even her pit crew, her spotters, the people higher up on her team. I think it's like 70% female or something like that. So I'm all about that. Rooting for her, great value. Those are my Indy 500 picks. They're not best bets. Want to make that clear. I'm not a racing guy. probably just put a buck on each. If any of those three wins, I'm gonna have myself a time. I'm gonna have myself a Sunday evening.
Nice. Isn't she the only female racing this year too?
I believe so.
Yeah. So I'm all for that. Let's do it. And it's a good payout too if she wins. So there's nothing to really lose there.
Absolutely.
And so it is Friday. We do have celeb bets, and one of the celeb bets actually is related to the race. Our boy Poppy, he likes Colton Herta to win the race at +750. So he's liking that number two car in the first row.
Any analysis from Poppy there?
Nope. And I don't ask for analysis. If people want to give celeb bets, if they want to give analysis, I'll go for it. If not, that's fine. We'll keep it moving.
Love it.
So there you go. There's the Indy 500, the greatest spectacle in racing, happening Sunday.
Love it.
Now let's move on. We'll do some NBA playoff update here. Nets Celtics game 3 tonight. Nets are up 2-0. If Boston is going to win a game, it's going to be tonight. But I don't think they have a chance, and I think it's going to be a sweep with the Nets.
Yeah, I agree. This is really bad. Although, heard a lot of rumors about Brad Stevens coming to the Pacers. I don't think the Pacers should fire Bargatze, but I mean, if Brad Stevens is an option, do you consider that?
Absolutely.
It's almost kind of I wish he came to coach IU, so it's kind of like I don't know if I want that, and I think we should stick with Bargatze, so it's kind of bittersweet for me, and it's probably a long shot anyways, but I'm kind of indifferent.
Here's something for you, Diz. If you know Brad Stevens is on the market, do you then fire the Pacers head coach and expect to get Brad Stevens?
You only fire him if you know Brad Stevens wants to come here, because I mean, like, you don't quit your job until you have a new one. You don't, you know, it's like, I don't know. I wouldn't fire him because we might land Brad Stevens. I think you got to give Bargatze a chance with a healthy roster, unless you know Brad Stevens is on board.
Okay, that's fair. The next series, game 3 tonight, we got the Hawks versus the Knicks. The Knicks did manage to tie up the series. So it is 1-1 going to Atlanta. The Knicks won one in home in New York, and they lost one at home. I mean, it's going to be a close series. We knew it from the start. It's probably going to be the best series in the first round. This one's going 7, so, you know, some people like to do what's called the zigzag theory. Whoever wins the one game, next game pick the other team. So far, that's been true. I know it's only been 2 games, but you may just want to pick the Hawks here just because the zigzag theory.
Interesting. I've never heard of that before, but it makes sense.
Yeah. And then the final NBA game tonight is the Clippers versus the Mavericks. The Mavericks are up 2-0, and they won both games in L.A. I mean, are the Clippers dead?
I don't know. I bet they bounce back. I'd be curious to see their value for the series. I mean, this happens, you know. Sometimes the higher seed comes out flat. I would be curious to know their value. Do you know their value, Betty?
I do not know their value, but I imagine it is plus money at this point.
Wow. See, I might jump on that. I might jump on that.
Yeah. Oh, and then a little side note for you. It's not really a side sauce bet of the night, but something to keep in mind. The Mavericks this season are undefeated if they were leading after the first quarter. So,
whoa.
And that's playoffs and regular season included. They were like 27-0 in the regular season, and they're now 2-0 in the playoffs. So,
wow, that's nuts. So they've, out of the however many 72 games, they were only winning after the first quarter in 27 games, but they managed to win every single of those games?
Correct.
That's nuts.
So, if tonight the Mavericks are leading after the first quarter, doesn't matter how bad they look, doesn't matter what the margin is, you almost have to take Mavericks money line for guaranteed money at this point.
Wow, that's a good stat there, Patty.
Hey, I find these tidbits and I like to hold on to them because I do think they are very informational and can help you bankrupt the sport.
Absolutely.
That's our NBA playoff update. Let's move to the ice. Diz, the Panthers are dead, man.
Yeah, that was a tough one to watch. I mean, it's just Vasilevskiy's so good. We couldn't really get anything going. Didn't really even have that many great looks. It was a slow death, and the false hope hurts. But I'm excited for this Panthers team. Spencer Knight, I mean, you got to be excited if you're a Panthers fan. The kid's 20 years old. He can't legally drink alcohol, and he's putting up 37 out of 38 saves in game five. And I don't know. I think we're looking good going forward, and I think the Battle of Florida is going to be an intense rivalry, especially after all the fighting that's going on. I love it.
How many power play goals did the Lightning get last night or Wednesday night? I know they had at least one.
Yeah, I think it was two.
Yeah, we talked about it. You can't give the Lightning power play because they are, like, unstoppable on power plays. So if you take away those two power plays from Spencer Knight's night, he only gave up two in game six.
Yeah, yep, exactly. Nailed it on the head.
And you can't expect to win a hockey game if you don't score any goals.
Yep, it's not humanly possible. I mean, it's just part of it. You can't – the real issue is – the lack of discipline and all the penalties we got in game one and two, you can't lose the first two games at home. If you win one of those games, we're going to game seven. So it is what it is. Easy to look back in hindsight. I think we played hard. These two teams are going to hate each other going forward. It's going to be an electric rivalry to watch going forward. And if you're a Panthers fan, you got to be a little bit excited.
Also, wouldn't you argue that the Lightning are kind of on the older side and the Panthers are on the younger side? Or am I just making stuff up because I don't really know
I think we have more potential, but also a lot of our better players like Barkov and Huberto have been in the league a while. So Spencer Knight's definitely something to look forward to, but Huberto and Barkov have been in the league for a while. So I honestly don't know about the Lightning and their tenure, but Panthers definitely in the immediate future, like next one or two, maybe 3 years, is where you got to push for a Stanley Cup just because Barkov and Huberto are getting up there.
Gotcha. Well, moving on in the NHL playoffs, there's only one game tonight. It is a game seven. Diz, this is exactly what you were hoping for. You mentioned it on the last podcast. Wild Golden Knights, game seven on a Friday night with, you know, not worrying about the Panthers or anything else. You put all your focus in the Wild and Golden Knights game. I mean, you got to be riding with the Wild here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to put it on a best bet, but I do have a best bet in this game. No surprise on what it's going to be, but I'm still not going to spoil it. I honestly can't believe they took it to a game seven. I thought the Panthers would. I thought the Panthers had a better chance of going to seven than the Wild, but good for them. We're Minnesota Wild fans. Panthers are out of it. I got a lot of great value on a series win for the Minnesota Wild. So good for them on coming back. Let's get it done, Minnesota. I'm a Wild fan for a couple days here.
There you go. Love it. All right, moving on. It is Friday, so we do have another celeb bets. We already had Poppy's best celeb bet in the Indy 500. And the other celeb bet comes from the Podfather. And his best bet is the Heat to sweep, or not the Heat, the Bucks to sweep the Heat. Now, asterisk, we're recording this episode on Thursday night. It is possible, because the Heat and the Bucks play Thursday night, that this already lost. But I think the Podfather has something here. I think that the Bucks are also going to sweep the Heat, so...
Interesting. Does he have any reasoning, or he's just sending it?
He's just sending it.
Love it. That's what the Podfather does best.
That's right, baby. Now for reviewing our best bets from Wednesday, your boy here went 0-3. It was a hideous night. I bet on the Reds, and then it just tanked everything else for me.
Hey Pat, remember when you said you were going to go 3-0 because of trends?
Yep.
And you remember when you bet on the Panthers?
Yep. And the Reds. It's not great. Not a good look, for sure.
Not a good look at all, but hey. It is what it is.
That's gambling, baby.
Gotta bounce back.
Yep. Diz, how'd you do with your best bets on Wednesday?
So, I actually did really well. I went 2-1. The one loss, of course, being the Panthers. I bet with my heart. You can't do that. I did it. I lost. It is what it is. Keep it moving. But my Martingale hit again. I am so hot with these Martingales. I think I'm up like $40 or something now. I got a tally. I got to I got to see how much I've won. I've been withdrawing after each one to make sure I am profiting off of these martingales, because all it takes is one loss for it to be all gone if I don't withdraw. I talked about that in the martingale episode. So my martingale hit, it was Trae Young versus Julius Randle in points, rebounds, and assists straight up. I believe Trae Young had 38 and Julius Randle had like 34 or 35. So the Knicks actually won, but Trae Young did better. So I hit that martingale. And then no run second inning for the Reds and the Nationals, hit that as well. So 2-1, we're back on the NRSI train. So 2-1, pretty good night. Just bet with my heart, so I'm still a little down in the dumps.
Yep, that'll happen. But let's move on to our best bets of the night. Your boy here likes the Rockies versus the Pirates under. Now, again, we are recording this on Thursday. The lines aren't necessarily out for Friday yet. But it does not matter, because no matter what this number is, I'm taking the under. The Rockies are the worst hitting team in baseball away from home.
Wow.
They are playing in Pittsburgh tomorrow. The Pirates are the 26th best hitting team at home. Does not matter who's pitching. It does not matter who's hitting. These teams are definitely going under tomorrow.
Wow. What's the number? I missed it when you said it.
We don't know yet. It hasn't been released yet. The number, I would be comfortable going as low as 6.5 for the game.
Got you.
That's how confident I am in this number.
Gotcha.
Normally I bet unders if it's due to good pitching. I'm betting the under here due to bad hitting.
Got it.
My second best bet, I'm going Yankees first five money line versus the Tigers. Again, similar situation here. Tigers, possibly the worst team in baseball. Yankees, second hottest team when it comes to hitting in the past 2 weeks. Garrett Cole is also on the mound for the Yankees. I would even be comfortable with dropping a half a run here, so maybe going Yankees first five minus a half a run if the juice is too high on the money line. So definitely like the Yankees in that one. And then my final best bet of the night, we're going to NHL. Give me the Wild money line, Diz. I'm doing it. I have to do it.
I love it.
Yeah. You said you would get here. You've been all along been saying the Wild. I'm riding with my boy here.
I love it.
And you can probably get good value on the Wild money line, too.
You can. I'm not going to do it because of what happened on Wednesday. However, I do have a bet in that game. Are your best bets over?
Yes, sir. Sorry. Go. Give us your best bets.
No, you're good. So, Wild Knights Game 7. Okay, you know I'm going to be watching it. I'm actually going to be driving to Chicago. I'm watching the Reds play the Cubs this weekend in Wrigley, so I'm juiced about that. A little side note, fun fact. But I'll be driving to Chicago. I will be listening on the radio. You know what I love, Pat? What do I love when it comes to the NHL?
Hammering the over.
Hammering the over at 5.5. What if I told you a game that I'm going to listen to the entirety of, the over-under is at 5?
Ooh!
Not 5.5. You heard me correctly. That was not a glitch on Discord, even though we have a bunch of those. The over-under is at 5. And the reason is because these teams have kept each other to a low score. The over-under should be 5. But if I'm going to listen to this entire game, I'm going to take the over at 5. That is a gimme for me. Even if it doesn't hit, I'm going to listen and watch the entire game. And it's kind of a hedge, because if the Wild lose, Vegas will probably score like 4 goals. So I'm taking the over 5. That's an easy one for me. Like I said, we're rooting hard for the Wild. But to hedge our happiness, over 5 as well. That's an absolute lock. That's like one of my favorite best bets I've ever had so far. And then my second one is another martingale. We're hot with the martingales. We're starting another $5 bet. It was a 3x2 NBA boost. This means 2 or more 3-pointers made in the first 3 minutes of the Bucks versus Milwaukee game. This went from minus 130 to plus 100. So 5 to win 5, but the odds are a little bit better than 50%. So another $5 martingale. And that is another one that is going to happen Thursday night. Like Patty said, we're recording early. So if you're listening to this, you will know if that hit or not by now. But I'm assuming it hits, because I'm scorching hot with martingales. So we're going for another martingale. those are my two best bets. We're keeping it to two because, like I said, I'm going to be driving to Chicago. I'm dialing in on the Wild Vegas Knights. Let's go. I'm juiced. Let's score some goals. Let's win some money. And like I said, if the Wild hit, we're hitting a best bet from like 2 weeks ago because I threw some cheddar on them after they won game one, and I threw some cheddar on them again after they lost game two. So let's go. I'm juiced. I'm just rambling because I'm so hype about this game.
No, I love it. And what's I agree with you over five here, and especially because it's a game seven. You have to know that both these teams are putting it all on the ice. They're going to be going hard. They're going to be trying to get buckets all night.
Absolutely.
So I love that. I'll have to hammer that as well.
For sure.
So now we are going to everyone's favorite part of the episode, the Hail Mary parlay of the day. And I don't have it.
What?
Hold on. I have my picks pretty much laid out. But I won't have the odds, and I won't have, you know, $1 to win however much. So when you're listening to this, by the time you're listening to this, I will figure out what the odds are, what the picks are, and all that good stuff on our Twitter at SportsBetByDumb. So I know everyone's waiting with bated breath on what my Hail Mary parlay of the day is, but I will have it out well in advance by the time you have to make all these picks to hit that. So you'll just have to stay tuned for that one. That's one of the negative benefits of recording early is we don't have the odds for the next night.
So
I don't want to give you false odds or, you know, I end up changing my picks or something because the odds weren't what I wanted them to be at.
Got you.
So if you're really that concerned and you really want to follow along, you'll just have to check it out on Twitter tomorrow or today. Whenever you're listening to this, you get it. It's hard recording in the future.
Are you a time traveler, bro?
I mean, you're not supposed to tell people that, but yeah.
You think your bets would be better if you travel time? Not gonna lie.
But if I hit every bet, then people would know I'm a time traveler.
Oh, okay. So you got it.
See, mind games.
Maybe just like hit one Hail Mary parlay. I guess you kind of did. Whoa.
I kind of almost did.
Whoa, bro. Maybe you had that one be a push so people didn't think you were... Okay, you're like...
Yeah. You see, you get it now.
Wow. All
right, Diz, anything you want to wrap up with?
Just have a good weekend. I mean, three-day weekends, now that I'm new to the real world, three-day weekends are crucial. I mean, if you're anything like me, you're working for the man, you're giving your life and your time to corporate America, and it's okay. It's part of it. It gives me a paycheck. It pays the bills. And I love what I do. I love my job. But 3 day weekend is what it's all about. 3 day weekend gets me through the week. And we got a lot going on. NBA, NHL, Indy 500. Patty, I know we're going live from the Bramble Open on Sunday night. Is that correct?
That is correct.
We got a family golf outing on Monday. I haven't won in a long time and I'm salty about it. I'm coming in hot. Great weekend ahead of us. Let's enjoy it. Let's make some money. What do you say?
I'm all for it, but a little bit of an asterisk with that live thing you mentioned. It's not like we are recording this live and people will be able to watch and listen live. We will be recording in person in the same general area, studio, whatever you want to call it, but it will release Sunday night at midnight or, you know, super early Monday morning if that's what you want to call it.
Got it. Gang's all here, though. And we might have some guest appearances. We might have some people that haven't been on the show. So just keep that in mind. Get excited about that. If you enjoy our show, you're going to enjoy it even more when we're all together because, you know, because of COVID and some technology, we haven't all been able to be in the same spot at the same time. That's going to change on Sunday night. So get excited for that because I'm pretty juiced as well.
It's going to be electric. We might have a few celeb bets, like Diz said, or celeb appearances, whatever you want to call it. Going to be a wild show, and you're going to have it for that three-day weekend on Monday. No one's working on Monday. You'll have the podcast there at the beginning of the morning, so whenever you wake up, whether it be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 8 a.m. if you're weird like me and you don't sleep in, the episode will be there for you to make your day even better.
Love it.
All right, everyone, have a safe, profitable weekend, and we will see you all on Monday.